25 years ago this week, the Holocaust Memorial Museum opened on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and from the start relied on survivors to help educate visitors. But as the number of living survivors dwindles, the museum has to prepare for a future without them. Michaela Lefrak from member station WAMU has our story.
At least once a week, Helena Lippman Yashiroff Peabody brushes her gray blonde hair and carefully applies makeup at her home in Bethesda, Maryland. Then the 85-year-old goes to the U.S. Holocaust Museum, where she's been volunteering for more than 15 years. When she arrives, the petite woman with clear blue eyes passes through security and into the bustling, light-filled lobby.
Every Thursday, I'm at the desk over there, and they usually manage to get a group of kids to, you know, so I tell my story to them as well.
Peabody lived through the Holocaust, and like many survivors, she remembers the war in remarkable detail. The roundup of Jews in her Polish town, the hiding, the ghetto, the mass graves, the escape by train, and the bomb that took two of her fingers.
I mean, you don't forget those things, and I'm one of the last eyewitnesses.
Peabody is part of a team of more than 80 survivors who volunteer at the museum. Often, the survivors who work at the information desk are the first people visitors speak to.
Three of us plus you. Well, hi there. Welcome.
Almost always the thing that people talk about that impacted them the most was an encounter with a survivor.
Diane Saltzman directs Survivor Affairs for the museum. She says survivors have been working with the museum since it was founded.
They translate documents. They sit at a public space in the museum and engage with our visitors on a day-to-day basis. And some of them have taken our rather intensive tour guide training.
It's a well-oiled, mutually beneficial system. Since it opened in 1993, the museum's hosted more than 43 million visitors and worked with hundreds of survivors. But time is taking its toll. Saltzman says she's been to 80th, 90th, even 100th birthday parties for aging survivors.
So our oldest survivor who is still volunteering is 101. It's a challenge from a personal perspective for all of us because these are not just people that come to work every day. These are our family.
Nearby, in a big office with views of the National Mall, sits Sarah Bloomfield, the museum's director. She's been trying to prepare for a world without survivors since before the museum even opened.
That was really the question. Would our work be worthy? And would our work speak to the future as much as to the past? It was a big challenge.
And it still is. Despite the museum's many successes, the Holocaust is fading from memory. A recent survey found that two-thirds of millennials do not know Auschwitz was a concentration camp. And 80% of Americans have not visited a Holocaust museum.
So keeping the lessons of the Holocaust relevant and reaching a global audience are two of our biggest challenges going forward.
Bloomfield says the museum plans to expand its collections, translate its website into more languages, and launch more programs to study and prevent genocides globally. To do all that, it recently revised its 10-year fundraising goal to $1 billion by 2023. The museum is already two-thirds of the way there.
And we wanted to make that announcement while the survivors were still with us. We thought it was a very important message to them that long after they're gone, this institution will be financially secure enough.
For her part, Helena Peabody, the volunteer, says she's noticed an uptick in interest in her story.
Now it's very, very, very popular for some reason, because I think we're dying out so fast. So everybody wants to talk about it and to bear, you know, have somebody bear witness.
She's echoing another survivor, Elie Wiesel, who said those same words in his speech at the museum's dedication ceremony.
For the dead and the living, we must bear witness.
Wiesel died in 2016, but his words are engraved on one of the museum's granite walls, forever visible to all who choose to visit. For Here and Now, I'm Michaela Lefrak in Washington.